Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We'll be taking callers after the half hour. 657-383-1612. I'm pleased to have Barry Eaton with me today. Welcome, Barry.
Oh, hi, Scott. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you from one side of the world to the other.
And where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Australia. I don't know whether you know Australia very well, but I'm on the East Coast, about 400 or 500 miles north of Sydney. I'm in a beautiful area known as Byron Bay. A lot of tourists from around the world come out and live here. A very spiritual area, and this is where I'm ringing you from right now.
Well, isn't that magical, how we have developed equipment so we can hear, communicate, and be with people all over the world? Barry, you're a very interesting man. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about this new book of yours.
Okay, well, I'm originally a radio and TV anchor. I've done many, many different things in the world of radio and television, also stage, film, throw, things like that. But then I had a big change of life about 25, 26 years ago and really moved into the spiritual area, studied astrology, went into psychic areas. Then on the death of a partner, I started connecting with her on the other side and developed my medium skills. I'm still doing radio and television, but I then had lots of messages from my late partner, Judy, to write a book, which eventually I did, called Afterlife. And that was extremely successful, came out in the States, actually, in about 2013. And my follow-up book to that is called No Goodbyes. And I guess that's what we're talking about right now, because that came out in August of last year. So I've written two books about the afterlife, and well, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, I can keep talking about myself for about the next 4 hours, if you like, Star, because I'm in 73. I'm sure you want to ask me lots of questions.
Well, I'm sure we can purchase these books on Amazon, right? Barry?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's published by Tatcha. Tatcha Penguin, and it's available on Amazon, available all over the place.
Great. So there is such a massive, dynamic, incredible energy that sits almost in our laps, but it is on the other side. And once we get through whatever our stuff is, about getting through it. And once we start reaching, touching, and talking with that other side, our life completely changes. And in your experience, has working with the other side changed you?
Changed me enormously, Star. Absolutely enormously. As I said before, I was concentrating on the world of radio, television, entertainment, if you like. And then my horizons opened up and my whole life broadened completely. I've worked with other people. I've moved my whole focus away from everything. And in recent years, that connection with the other side has brought me some amazing contacts, some wonderful people that I'm working with on the spirit world. I not only work through other mediums, but from my own direct contact with a wonderful guide that I have, and also through a fantastic trans medium friend of mine. I work through a spirit group who's, I'm sure, with me right now. I haven't worked. It's very early in the morning here. I'm just going to connect with them now. Yep, I'm told they're here with me. I've got about 95 or 100 people who work in a group on the other side, and there are various levels of the afterlife. And they come through a guy whose name is John, and John was he's a kind of spokesperson or spirit anchor, if you like. And he connects and talks to me through this transmedium and answers the most amazing questions, anything you want to know about from the other side. And I've just learned to trust these people so much. I give talks, I give all sorts of things these days, and I know that my spirit group is there, backing me up, giving me all this information. In fact, sometimes I'll stand up on stage and just start talking. I'm not quite sure where all the words come from, but they just pour out of me. I know that I'm being guided enormously from the other side. So yes, my life has changed very, very much. And I know it's helping me, but the main thing is it's helping a lot of other people to realize that there's no such thing as death. Only the body dies. The soul, which is our everlasting energy, that just goes on from lifetime to lifetime. The soul is surrounded by the spirit as a vehicle, and the spirit attaches itself to the body. When the body dies, the spirit just goes back into the afterlife, the world of spirit, whatever you like, and just continues on to the next phase of our existence. Our existence just keeps on going and keeps on expanding lifetime after lifetime. So it's been an amazing experience. I'm still learning, still growing, still developing, as we all are. And I just love being able to get out there and help as many people as I can to realize the fact that life is more than just what we surround ourselves with every day, the problems, the mortgages, the worries, all of these things. Life is just so wonderful, so many things that we can embrace and enjoy and expand in our lives.
And inside somehow I must have changed after these things started happening to me and I started dealing with it. I remember just maybe a few months after I deeply, deeply started connecting into the other realms, I was standing in a supermarket and I was looking at something, and a lady came up to me and she looked at me and she says to me, "Why am I lost?" I turned around and I don't know this woman. She doesn't know who I am. And I said something, da-da-da-da-da-da. I can't remember what I said. And she nods her head up and down. She says, "Thank you. I'd have to work on that." And for me, that minute kind of said, okay, when you work with spirit, it's a 24/7 job. You don't know when spirit's going to show up. You can't just say, "Oh, spirit, I'm having a class at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Can you be there?" Because for me, connecting with that other realm is amazing, and I have very little control when it's going to show up. And for me, that's been very interesting. The strangers and planes, the strangers all over the world in the last 50 years that don't know me, don't know what I do, that are driven to come up to me and ask me about their life, their relatives, their dead relatives, and just with the sincerest of faces. And sometimes I say, wow, it's working all the time, whether I think it's working or not. So do you find this happens for you?
No, I don't. I have people that I know that contact me, and I do consultations with people and whatever. But I tend to keep my life into with my family, my friends, and my daily life. I'm working if I'm writing books or doing shows or whatever. Yes, I'm totally connected. But other times, I like to stay here on Earth. I like to keep my feet on the ground, I guess. And it's interesting, isn't it, how we all work in a different way. So I very, very rarely have people come up to me in the street and just ask me something. But that's an interesting experience.
Well, I'm sure I have a kind of different agreement with Spirit about that. So it's pretty funny sometimes.
We all work in different ways.
Well,
yeah, we all work in
a million
ways. I'm sure it works with us in different ways.
There's a million ways to work. There's a million ways to give people that connection and give them that feeling. So when have you been surprised by spirit?
Whenever I'm surprised, I'm surprised a lot. I mean, the information that I'm given is always delightful. But one of the things that really delighted me, Star, was the fact that when I wrote the books, I was given the basic intention was to help remove the fear of so-called death. Because there are a number of people that are really afraid of dying, and they're going to go into blackness, they're going to disappear forever. I don't understand why that would happen. I mean, life is always involved many different lifetimes. Reincarnation is always something I've accepted ever since I was a child. But after writing the books with the basic intention of helping people not only prepare themselves, but also to cope with the grief when somebody, a loved one in their life, has passed away, I was given so much feedback from people saying how much, by reading the books and with this information, it's helped change their lives. They suddenly realized that life is a lot more, as I said before, rather than just getting up there and working and paying the mortgage and solving life's problems. Life is a lot more. And they've looked at their lives and made changes. And I thought, well, wow, that is something. And I know that was part of the intention of working with people in spirit. And it's really helped me a lot. But that was my first surprise, and I guess my most delightful surprise that I've received.
It's essential that people get some help, and it's essential that when people seek help, that they have the capacity to find it. And, you know, I've been told before by many teachers that all the answers are inside of you, and I say, bull crappy to that, because so many people in my lifetime, so many people talking, sitting down in my lifetime have not necessarily given me the answers, but had led me down the path that led to the answers. And it's an amazing, amazing spiritual world out there. So what is the most important thing you think people ought to know about what you do? What is the most important thing people ought to know about what you do?
I guess, as I said before, giving the information from spirit, because there are so many things they want us to know, and the fact that we are not alone, the fact, as I mentioned before, that there is an ongoing life, the fact that we think that sometimes how sad it is when bodies are discovered and you think, oh, that person must have died alone. Nobody ever dies alone. When the body dies, the soul moves on and is always met. There's always somebody waiting, and we're helped across to the other side. And there's this wonderful, joyful reunion with friends and family, even people who have never known a family on this side, people who have been adopted or whatever, they are still reunited with family on the other side. So there's always this absolute delight that they are going home. This is not really home. We are here on an earthly adventure. We're here to develop our spiritual energies. We're here to develop as souls, to learn, to have experiences, to make mistakes, but also to put something back into life, not just to take something up. We're here to learn and grow, and the higher we can get our vibrations of our soul by working with other people and balancing our karma and doing many different things, then the different areas we're going to be able to return to on the other side. The afterlife is very much a reflection of what goes on here, or maybe it's the other way around. Our life here is a reflection of what happens in the world of spirits. There are many, many different levels. And as on Earth, we graduate according to our social and economic situations, so it is on the other side. As our spirit grows and develops and learns, we move into higher and different levels, different realms of the afterlife. And that's the object. So we don't eventually have to come back here. But In the meantime, we're here to enjoy life, we're here to learn, we're here to grow, but we're here to put something back again. And by listening to spirit and listening and helping others, then it's amazing what we can do to grow ourselves. And this is what I've found, that the information that I've been given from my books, particularly from those advice, which the subtitle is Life-Changing Insights from the Other Side, they've given me so many insights that I've listed in the book and written about, that people need to know that we are being helped and guided. They're not controlling our life. They're not around us all the time. They come and they go, but we are getting a lot of support. We are being helped from the other side. If only we would listen, if only we'd be able to stop that monkey chatter of our mind and tune in, ask for help, and then listen and receive the help and act on it once we get it. There are so many wonderful things that are available to us, and so much information that I've been able to put into my book, No Goodbye, to help people to grow and learn and develop that soul energy, which is so important.
It is, and, you know, blessings or lessons, you know, whichever way they come through your life, lessons can be turned into blessings, and blessings can be used to fuel new activities. It's important to pay attention to what's going on with you in this world, as well as what guides and spirit and energy has to say to you. So I am going to make sure that on my desk this week I will have your book, and I will get a better glimpse at who you are. Now, you had wrote another book beside the Afterlife book, I think, right? Correct?
Yeah, well, that was it. Afterlife was the first book that I wrote, and that was talking about my journey. I was taken back in a series of regressions to when I died in my previous lifetime. And the interesting thing is that that's coming up in almost 100 years from now. I died as a soldier in the First World War, in the Battle of the Somme, on the 1st of July 1916. I was one of 60,000 casualties on that day, absolutely most ghastly day. I was taken back to that lifetime and experienced the death of that body. And then after that, I was taken on a journey through my life-between-life situation, and I explored the afterlife as a spirit. I was taken back on this journey, and then right through until the birth in this particular lifetime. So it was an amazing experience, and it was all triggered, as I said, by my late partner, Judy, who passed over in 1997. And she came back after we'd connected, and she came back and sort of nagged me for ages to go and write this book, which I did eventually. So Afterlife came out in 2013 in the United States. It was published out here in Australia in 2011. And that's been so popular. That's been pat myself on the back, but it's been an international bestseller, which is delightful because it means the word is getting out about, and the subtitle of that is Uncovering the Secrets of Life After Death. And so many people think that life after death is such a secret, you know, we're not allowed to find, you're not allowed to explore these things because certain belief systems say you're connecting with people on the other side, it's connecting with the devil, you know, that's a whole bunch of rubbish. They're there to help us, they're around us to be with us, send us love, and the higher spirits are available to us, whether we connect through a medium, whether we're able to learn to connect ourselves, whatever. Listen to the communications that we have with our loved ones and with our spirit guides. So Afterlife came out, and it was so popular that, as I mentioned before, this friend of mine, John, who is a former film producer and screenwriter here in Australia, John Dingle, and he came to me via a wonderful transmedium that I work with. And John's group, about 95 to 100 spirits, which includes my late partner Judy, by the way, and also I found it later, my father is part of the group. I've reconnected with him. We were never really, really close in this lifetime, which was very sad. But now he works with me on the other side. He's there, and it's so delightful to be part of a Spirit Advisory Group, which includes my father, my late partner, John, and who knows who else is on the team, because they don't always let me know. There's another guy I used to work with as well, who was a shaman out here, a wonderful young man. So there, all of this information, all this guidance is available for us. So then when I was told, yes, you have to write another book, No Goodbyes, which is my current one, emerged. But the group particularly wanted me to learn what they regard as being really important information, the life-changing insights that they want us to know about life, about what we can avoid, how we can think about life rather than just accept what's going on in our life and roll on without really thinking. Many, many areas of life and its situations. For instance, they're very, very concerned about the whole drug area because it's affecting so many people. It's not always possible to just pass out of the body, leave the body behind and go back into the world of spirit and just be a wonderful, healed, clean spirit. So many people go back with drug imprints on their spirit, and they've got to work this out. And they can't always work it out back in the afterlife. They've often got to come back again into other lives. Karma stays with us. We have many areas of unresolved karma in each lifetime. And some of this karma may have gone back many, many lifetimes. We're still working on it. And there are so many things they want us to know about that we can work on. And once we can clear all this back karma, and once we understand the purpose of our life, which they're going to help us with as well, once we can understand these things and work with them, we can advance our life, advance our spirit. So when we do go back into the afterlife, we're not just stuck in this treadmill going round and round and round in the same sort of energy cycles. We can advance. We can move on to higher levels in the afterlife, so many, many, many different levels in the afterlife. And it's up to us where we go back to, just like in life. If you study, you learn, you grow. You work hard, you move on in life. Well, it's as above, so below. So all of these things I've contained in the book because I wanted me to write about it in No Goodbyes, life-changing insights from the other side.
You know, for me, people have such erroneous beliefs about what the other side is. And I go, have you read any of the good books? Have you read anything? And they're like, no, you know, you get over there and there's nobody there, there's this. And I go, have you looked inside of yourself? Have you found some truth in it? Do you read any books about, oh, no, I don't have to. I just know there's nothing there. And please, people, educate yourself. Read the books that are there. Read what people have been saying for thousands of years, the masters and the teachers. Do not form opinions on
this is so true. I always people say to me, how do you work with skeptics? And I say, well, skeptics don't really concern me at all because they're not really skeptics. Skeptics went back to the age of philosophers in Greece where yes, we should question things and not accept things blindly, but we accept things and question with an open mind. Skeptics don't. They approach things with a closed mind. Just as you said, oh, there's nothing over there. Why would there be nothing? We've come from somewhere. It just makes sense. The spirit is energy. The soul is pure energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. That's a fact of physics. It can be transmuted, but it can't be destroyed. So once the energy leaves the body, it's got to go somewhere. So it makes sense that it will go back to where it came from. Now, it's not just going to go back to a vacuum and float around in space, in a state of nothingness and blackness. No, it's going to go back to where it came from. And when it goes back there, it's going back to our real home. And the afterlife is everything. It's not just, as I say in my talks, you don't get over there and you're issued with a harp and a cloud and told to off you go there and go and enjoy yourself and float around for a while, and when we're ready, we'll contact you and you come back to Earth again. No, there's just so many activities, so much happening. We continue learning. We continue growing. We have many activities in the afterlife. We've got concerts. We've got many different things to go to. We work with groups. We're still educating ourselves. We can still go back and enjoy sports. Many different things. There's even a form of sex over there, Star. Because we don't have a body, it's a very different kind. It's basically called melding, where the spirits actually merge together. And obviously they're not in a creative sense in that instance, but they are in a loving sense. So they are melding in spirit. And while it's not exactly the same as a sexual experience here on Earth, it is a spiritual experience which embodies love without a body, I guess. So there are just so many things that happen on the other side. It's not just floating around in blackness. Why would we... I will say to spirit and to skeptics, why would you want to defend something that says, when this life ends, I'm just going to go into blackness? Why would you want to avidly defend that sort of position? Is your life so black, so horrible, so hopeless, that all you can look forward to is blackness? Boy, if that's the case, you better get out and start exploring life a bit more.
Well, you know, I freak people out a little bit, you know, and I say to them, half of your experiences on planet Earth, you were a spirit guide to someone else. That we just don't choose to come down in bodies all the time, and sometimes we choose to come down and facilitate aid to our friends or children or parents. And, you know, people keep saying, oh, tell me what I was in my past life. And I said, it's more important for you to know what you spirit guided, what you did. Because if you spirit guided somebody to be a chef, then at this point in time or next life or whatever, you're going to be a chef. And I have written this book called 50% of Your Life, You Have Been a Spirit Guide, or something like that. I changed the title for five times. It'll be coming out later on this year. And people just are mind-boggled that even though they don't have a body, that they're still learning, that they're still playing, you know, having fun, being with other energy souls that they like, and still working. But it stands to reason that even though you don't have an alive body, you're not going to sit someplace and do nothing. I wouldn't. I know you wouldn't. We'd be out there playing with other people. You know what I mean? Helping other people. Yeah, so it's been pretty interesting to watch people just kind of freeze and kind of change their whole thought process about not what's going on when we're not in a body here on planet Earth. So
yes, that's right, and I think that's the basis of our work that we're doing, is to help people go a little bit deeper. As I said before, life is not just a matter of getting through, surviving, and then waiting to die. Life is for living, life is for learning, life is for growing, life is for experiencing. And once we can embrace that and go on with not only the hope, but the knowledge that this is only part of what life is all about, then that is so important to realize. And you might be in a hopeless situation. You might have bad health, problems with relationships, problems at work, but that's all part of a learning and growing experience. And this lifetime does reflect the state of your own spiritual progress. So once you start looking and learning and wanting to move on, creating that intention, that everything starts with a state of intention. We can't do anything without intention. And the stronger, the more direct the intention, the better we are going to be able to move on and open up this lifetime and open up our future lives as well.
All righty, coming up to our half-hour commercial here.
Please join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at starfuentes.com, then tune in as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wow, one of the things that always amazes me is when people tell me, I don't have anything to live for. I want to die. I wasn't asked to be born. And I look at these people and I sit down and talk to them about their lives. And what they do is they spend no time in their body. They park themselves in front of a TV, their body leaves. They play video games, their body leaves. They're not in their body. And then they come up for air, and they're like, I don't want to be here. Nothing's happening. And I think it's really, really important to emphasize to people that you need to be conscious. You need to be in the now. You need to stay in your body, because that is when you have an experience. And smoking cigarettes and doing drugs and all of those things take you right out of your body. So stay in your body so you can have experiences.
Yep, that's very true. That's very true, because I've been told by my advisor group that the soul, with the vehicle of the spirit, attaches itself to the body at the heart level. Now, a lot of people think that we are a body with a spirit. No, we are actually a spirit with a body. And when the spirit attaches itself at the heart level, we talk about the heart and soul all the time. So many different, we've got songs, we've got put your heart and soul into all of this. So when the heart, which is the seat of our emotions, it's also been proven in recent times that the heart also has its own intelligence. So it's not surprising to know that the spirit attaches itself and is part of the heart energy, because that's emotions. And emotions are, as it was explained to me once, energy in motion and emotions. So once we can keep in touch with our emotions and learn to work with them, learn to expand our emotions and not just, as you say, get caught up by plonking ourselves in front of a television set or getting caught up in the world of sex, drugs and rock and roll. Nothing wrong with a bit of sex, drugs and rock and roll every now and then, providing the drugs are not those party drugs or illegal drugs, but, you know, like a cup of coffee or something like that. It's still a drug, but and a nice bit of rock and roll every now and then, and I won't go into the sex tip. But this is just an overall description of aspects of life. But if we allow the sex, drugs, and rock and roll to just be our life and expand so that sex takes over, drugs expand from a cup of coffee and whatever into the kind of drug that absolutely paralyzes, and the rock and roll becomes a complete obsession with the lower things of life, shall we say. Once we allow that to happen, we are losing connection, not only with our soul, but also our soul purpose. And we all have a purpose in life. We've come here not just to sort of waste away for a few years and hang around and until the end. We're here for a purpose, and everybody, every soul has a contract before it arrives here. And it knows, the soul knows exactly why it's here. And if we're not listening to ourselves, then we're not able to expand and grow. So I would say to people, listen to your heart and not just your head all the time. So many people say, oh, what would you do? What do you think about that? So look, just get out of your head, get into your heart. Because when you connect with your heart energy, you are connecting also with your soul energy. And that is so important.
That is so important, you know. And where can we find you on the internet?
Well, I have a radio program myself. I'm sitting in my radio studio right now, actually. My internet program is called Radio Out There, three words that all join together, radiooutthere.com. And,
wonderful.
The
and there looks like there's a bunch of information, many, many different pages to look through and go through. So We can see your schedule there, and we get to talk to you and participate with you in your life. Hey, Sean, are there any callers out there?
Yes, let's check in here. All right. Caller, are you there?
Yep, I am.
All right,
all
you
right.
are
Hello.
On the air.
Hello, how can I be of service?
Hey, Star, how's it going?
Pretty good, baby. So tell me, what do you need to know?
Well, I just missed getting one of the leads in the movie. It was down to me and a couple of other people, and I didn't get it, which was nothing. This has been a year of total misconnection, and that was a job. The other jobs, but when am I going to get back into a flow again?
Okay, so for me, you've been doing movies now for 20 years. You've been on stage thousands and thousands of nights in New York. Your game is there. What you focus on intensely, you pick something and you focus on it really, really hard and say, this is mine. I want you to get to a place where you can say, Spirit, God, Source, bring to me what is mine. You know, you keep asking me, am I going to be this? Am I going to do that? Is this and this? Let's step away from that for a little bit. And I want you to deeply do your prayers and your meditations and ask for God, for Source, whatever you call your higher power, to bring you what is yours. Instead of finding something and then clinging onto it and then crying when it disappears, okay? I will sit down with you in New York, and you and I will work a process prayer together for you for that, and helping you with your energy to do that. Do you have any questions for Barry?
Anything Barry wants to tell me? Yes,
like
let's make it too specific, right?
Is there a particular area that you would like me to address, or a question you'd like to ask about the afterlife?
I'm sorry, I had a hard time understanding that.
Is there a question about the afterlife, or about your life? Continuing life, is there any kind of question that you would like to ask me?
Well, it seems one of the nice things about actually missing getting this role is that one of the finalists with me was a 2-time Tony Award winner, which is a big theater award in America, Barry, and that I could even be in his league was amazing. And by going through this experience, I learned a lot about acting. Well, I'd be a tremendous amount in the last 2 days. Will I be able to bring all of my talents with me to the afterlife and after that?
I'm sorry. The call was so muffled, Scott. I really find it very, very difficult to hear the question.
Let me change. Let me go back onto speakerphone then.
It's just coming out of a mumble. I'm sorry. I cannot understand what's being said.
I understand. Let's see.
I'm on the other side of the...
Can you understand me now?
It's not that I can't understand you. It's just that the quality of the line somewhere along there. I think it's just because of the distance. I'm just not picking up what's going on.
How about now? Is it better?
Yeah, that could be better.
Okay, so I've learned a lot, especially in the last week, and as Star said, in the last 20 years. When I go to my next lives, am I going to be able to bring all those talents with me?
Ah, what a good question. Look, we are definitely a product of all of our previous experiences. We bring these lifetimes back with us. We bring various skills back with us. But we don't always act on them. We bring back whatever we need to. We don't even bring back all of our soul energy into every life. Quite often we'll only bring back 30, 40, 50% of our energy, and the rest of it is either back in the afterlife or perhaps experiencing a life somewhere else on this planet or elsewhere, so we can be in more places than once. And this happens as we grow as spirits, as we learn to develop. If we're young souls, then not quite so much. But if we just brought back every single thing every lifetime, there would be a huge amount of confusion. We bring back into this life what we need, the skills, the experience of what we need for what we are going to experience and set out to achieve in this lifetime. So, for instance, I've been a warrior in many of my lives. I've been told this, but I've been told that I don't have to be a warrior anymore because I've done all of that. So there's still part of me that enjoys a bit of a tussle every now and then. I don't want to go out and fire rifles and be on a war field somewhere, but I do enjoy a bit of an argument or a different kind of a battle. But I've done all of that. I don't need to do that. I'm after new experiences. So you do bring back certain skills and certain things with you, but quite often they're in the subconscious. And that's why sometimes we do things like past life treatments, so that we can learn what we have brought back with us or what we've done in other lives to be able to reconcile problems or glitches in this particular lifetime. So we are a product of all our previous lives, but we don't bring every single thing back with us. And you were talking about acting, I think, before, and having done a bit of acting myself. You've got all of these acting skills, but you actually put your skills into one role. When you're doing a role, you research that particular character, and you develop that character. But you're using the skills that you've achieved, not only in drama school, but also in all the roles that you've played, but you're funneling them, you're channeling them into one focused character. And that's what we're doing in life as well. So that all of our skills that we've got, we are focusing on this particular lifetime and this character that we are developing as part of our universal role play, if you like. Does that put it in more into context?
Ah, great. That's great.
Well, thank you, Stig, for calling, sweetie. We'll see you soon.
I'm sure we can't wait, Matt.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I think, Star, I was having a bit of a problem because our caller wasn't speaking into the telephone properly. And because I'm so far away, it was coming over as a muffle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you do sound a little muddled, and some of the higher ends of the sound is missing when I listen to you. So that's good. And, Sean, do we have one more?
We do have a couple people on the line, but they don't have questions. They're just listening to the discussion.
Oh, okay. That's really good. That's really good to have them listening. Barry, what do you think now, this week, this time on planet Earth, what do you think people need to put their energy into? What do people need to question right now? What do you think we need to know about right now on planet Earth?
Well, I think we've got so many problems that are emerging. You've only got to look at the world headlines, the areas of conflict in the world, and the hatred that's happening in so many different areas, East versus West and all these things. We need to start learning that we are all one. There's no doubt about that, because who knows what we were in our last lifetime and who knows what we're going to be doing in our next lifetime. We are here to have as many experiences as possible. So learning to understand everybody else has a role to play. Everybody on the planet is here to learn to grow, and we've all had lifetimes, even if we're new souls, and there are new souls being created all the time. We've got 7 billion plus people on the planet, so not everybody's been here before. We've got a lot of new souls, and they are learning, they are developing, and to understand that they're part of a whole process. It's like, as I was just talking to our last listener, it's like being part of a very large production. It doesn't matter whether you're the star of the production or whether you're playing a walk-on role, an extra, a cameo role, or whatever. You are part of the whole. And to understand that your role is just as important to you in your development. So a lot of really famous actors started off in tiny roles as extras or whatever, and they've moved on. And it's the same with life, if I think about it, that yes, we can all start off as new souls, as extras, and we get that experience just by being there, learning, understanding. But if we're in there as an extra and creating hassles and fighting and being nasty to everybody, and the director or whoever is going to turn around and say, look, get that person off my set, get them out of my theater, I don't want them, and you'll soon get a reputation as not being wanted. So you've got to go away, change your attitude, and if you're lucky, start again. So instead of being that aggressive, nasty sort of a person, or challenging, or sneering, or skeptical, or whatever, learn, be part of it, open yourself up, and be prepared to say that, yeah, my belief systems are just that. It's what I believe. But everybody's entitled to a belief system. Everything I'm telling you, for instance, is part of my experience. I'm not expecting you to drop every single belief system you've got just because I've done this. This is my experience, and I'm passing on my information, my research, for what it's worth for you. Everybody has their own story. And once we realize that we do have our own story, our own unique part of this huge production, which is called life, life on Earth, and it's a constantly ever-changing cast. The cast is growing. It's not getting any smaller. So once we can realize that we are part of the whole and we all have a role to play, and the more we can get on with the other cast members, the better it is. That's just one of the areas I can think of right now.
I think you're absolutely correct. It's so many splits in the whole, so many I, me, my minds, and I and yours, and there really needs to be a deep heart connection to know that that person in front of you, behind their very eyes, they feel the same, they hurt the same, they love the same. They need to eat, they need to feel good, they need to sleep. That ability to identify with anyone, no matter race, color, creed, country, age, religious belief, is something that needs to roll across planet Earth in globe sizes of countries. That awareness, that knowingness that we are all in these bodies, that there is not much difference. Yes, some of us are more educated. Yes, some of us are more creative. Yes, some of us are more something else. But we've all developed in our own way. We are all one. We are all one. And that's important for us to get. And then people will stop saying, well, you have this, and I want your thing, and I want your country, and I want to be president, and I'll kill all your people. I want to be president. All those things have got to stop. And it's through the people like you and me and everybody else praying for light, praying for peace, that these initiatives get started. So remember that today in your car, when you see somebody driving a car. There's you in another body. There's you. Wait a minute. Everyone's you. And breathe. And move forward in life. So, Barry, please tell me your website.
Okay. My website, I've got a couple of them. Radio program. Tell me all of them. Oh, great. Well, my first website is my radio program, which is radiooutthere.com. And that has got links across to my books and lots of information. I do a show every week with lots of different guests covering the whole metaphysical sphere, not just afterlife, but I cover everything from astrology, life, to Zen Buddhism. So Everything is covered. RadioIfair.com. But I've got two other book sites. The first one for Afterlife is just go to Barry Eaton, BarryEaton.com. That will take you to my first book, which is Afterlife. And my second website for books is BarryEatonNoGoodbyes.com, because my second book is called No Goodbyes. And that is GOODBYES, not BUYS. As in goodbye, farewell, no farewells. It is a goodbye because it can help you. But it is no goodbyes, BarryEatonNoGoodbyes.com. So there are my three websites there. And if people want to contact me, then there's abilities through that because, as I said, I do consultations with people from all around the world, actually, by Skype or by telephone or whatever. So, but if you can't remember anything else, you can always just Google me, Barry Eaton, BarryEaton, I'm getting confused myself here. It's early in the morning, Star.
Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. I'm loving your energy. I love what you do. I hate that it's so early in the morning. I usually do it late at night, but now my Europeans all want me to do it in the afternoon, so I'm doing it in the afternoon and everything. So lots of people will listen. Lots of people will hear. Now, I want to tell everybody, I've been on fire. I've been on fire. And November, I published a book. In December, we put a book on Amazon. In January, we put a book on Amazon. And February, we put a book on Amazon. And this month, we printed a book. So I am, God got me caught up in this plan where every month I have to have a book. So I have been lit on fire, and I'm just going and going. So check out Amazon. Check out my website. I hope I can make it to the end of the year with this kind of passion. I've written about cancer, and it has a very beautiful breast chart that tells the location of the tumor to the core issue in the body. I have written about soul contracts, and that's after we pass the contract we for our life. I have written about many different topics. Please, continue to do this. Keep checking Amazon. Keep checking our website. I want to thank you people for listening to us, being so interested in things that happen in life and the energies that surround life. And my website is www.starfuentes.com. Thank you very much for being here, Barry.
My pleasure.
And we'll run into each other again in some other projects. And we will be back with Stargazing next Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central Time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlightening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, please visit her website at starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660. Good night.